Talk Live, and we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance tonight. One young man in Texas has been suspended in school suspension for refusing to participate in this indoctrination, and apparently there's an extra level of it in Texas where the Texans actually have their own Pledge of Allegiance. So I guess he didn't want to participate in either one of them. And want to get your thoughts, your experiences on, you know, what's it been like for you? Have you gone through this where you've been in a classroom or in some other environment? Because there are sometimes you'll be, as an adult, you'll encounter the Pledge of Allegiance, like, you know, go to a city council meeting or something like that. Sometimes they'll do them there.
I had an interesting case. I was at a, I believe, a Chamber of Commerce meeting. We said the pledge. I stood. I just stand. I don't say the pledge. And the
what I won't happened, stand.
What's that?
I won't stand.
Well, look, I'm doing business, man. Yeah. And I'm not there to try to convert people at the Chamber of Commerce.
That's not going to convert anybody.
But consider for a second that what happened was is the lady decided she'd do a little trivia after the pledge. Hey, does anybody know who wrote the pledge? And I said, Francis, of course, people are expecting you to say Scott Key. I kind of drug out the Francis. Uh-huh. Francis Bellamy. And then I told her, that, you know, sort of gave a little history of the pledge, including the original salute to the pledge. Where I extended my arm.
The Bellamy salute, as it is called, also known as the fascist salute.
Yeah,
the Roman
it looks
salute.
For all the world very, very similar to the Hitler salute.
In fact, Hitler borrowed it essentially.
Yeah, changed it up a little bit. The Roman salute is what it was called at one point, too. And I got in a little bit of trouble with my boss over it.
All right, let's go back to the phones here, and we'll continue the story here, because we still have yet to hear from the young man in this case. What is his rationale? What is he thinking? We'll get back into that in a moment. But Steve has been waiting patiently. He was on the very end of the first hour, and Steve, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get all your thoughts out about the topic, so go ahead.
Yeah, I've talked with people about the severance of the United States, you know, each state being an individual country. And, man, I run into a lot of resistance. Probably 20 years ago, I would have also said, no, this is one country, and that, you know, that indoctrination was so complete that it wasn't until last decade or two that I really woke up to the fact that we were set up as 50 separate nations who held together as a single unit for certain purposes, but and we were still one separate nation.
Yeah, it's my understanding that it was the 14th Amendment was sort of the big changeover from at one point people considered their country to be their state. I mean, and that's what state means. A state is an organization that has a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given geographic area. Mm-hmm. That's what a state is. However, this was what the United States is a federation of states, hence the name federal government. But what has happened over time is this power tends to coalesce. And now, in the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, what a surprise, the federal government's judicial body said, oh no, once you're in the union, you're not allowed to leave. Right? What a surprise. So what happened, when you can't leave, once you can't leave, then the other party in the contract can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
You have no power.
Right. The difference between a home and a jail is that you're not free to leave the jail.
That's right. That's the difference.
Steve, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to thank you because I had never really thought that we were saying Pledge of Allegiance to the politicians, and I absolutely agree with that. That's what that's saying. So I've got to hand it to the boy. I didn't think of it in high school. I really have, once you make a stand in your life or something like that, he learns so much, and he's going to be learning far more than he ever learned all his previous years of school.
It sounds like you're on the road right now, but when you get in front of a computer terminal, type up Google Bellamy salute and check the image results for it. It's a real shocker. Thank you for the call tonight.
All right,
we also
thank
posted
you.
One. Thanks. Yep. We also posted one of those pictures on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so you can go and see it there if you're listening live
at facebook.freetalklive.com.
That's right. So you can see like young school children, elementary school, doing essentially the Nazi salute to the United States flag. Talk about
it's
creepy.
Surreal.
It's creepy. Let's go to Joe, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to WXXM. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
We got you. Go for it.
Okay. The story reminds me of myself in high school. Actually, you know, now that I think about it, I don't think we said the pledge so much in high school as, except for, like, you know, maybe special events, but in middle school, I was so uncomfortable. There was a point, I don't remember when it happened, but there was a point where I realized that this act of everybody standing up, reciting this pledge of allegiance, you know, that was programming, and I refused to participate in it. And whenever the Pledge of Allegiance is said now, I'm really uncomfortable. I don't want to participate, but out of respect for whoever I'm surrounded by, usually it's people I enjoy, whose presence I enjoy, don't want to insult them, you know.
It's hard to get a good conversation going. It's hard to get a good conversation going after they sort of feel like, I mean, you've done everything but spit into their dead uncle's face, right? Who, and my uncle died on the beaches of Normandy. There's no doubt about it. And this is almost inevitably the first thing that you'll hear when talking about it. And I'm surprised we haven't heard it yet this evening is, you know, how many people died defending that flag? And
It's a flag. It's a cloth, you know, why is there so much reverence for this piece of cloth?
Because it's been indoctrinated. Because of the brainwashing. That's why there's so much reverence. I mean,
and the sunken cost fallacy, right? So if you have a car that you've spent tens of thousands of dollars in repairs on, you don't want to trade it in and get $1,000 for it because, my God, I put tens of thousands of dollars into this car.
So you keep putting more money into it.
But here's a surprise for you. The car's worth $1,000. It doesn't matter what you put into it. That's the sunken cost fallacy.
And, how does that apply here?
Well, in this case, you have to look at how many people have died for this flag. And what people will say is, how many people have died for this flag? Well, I don't know that the amount of blood and courage and death and all these things, in fact, matter. Let's take a look at how many people died for the Ottoman Empire.
Right, because a bunch of people died for the United States. Does that mean we should continue to perpetrate the terrible idea of the nation state? I mean, millions of people have died in service of the nation state concept around the world. Remember the Onion article that we read, the parody piece where the guy is claiming he's willing to die for any nation just because of nationalism and the way it makes people feel.
Well, and that's what that's oftentimes what soldiers in this country are asked to do.
Die for other countries.
Die for the nation state. Consider die for other countries. Once, you know, mission was, what was it?
Mission accomplished
was happening in Iraq, then all the U.S. soldiers were dying for over there was the preservation of the Iraqi government. That's what they're doing, sadly, in Afghanistan, is the preservation of the Afghani government.
Joe, any other thoughts?
Couldn't agree more. Just one other point. I'm curious how you used the term socialism in a derogatory way towards this situation. I currently identify myself as a socialist, and I'm not seeing the parallel. Now, I think I first would like to define my definition of socialism, and that is just
state ownership of the means of production.
No, not necessarily, but...
Socialism is a classic definition.
There's two definitions of socialism.
I want to put you on hold and give you a chance to get your thoughts straight. We're going to jot down your definition. We're going to come back to you. I definitely want to hear, you know, how you feel about socialism. I think that's an interesting tangent to follow. So stand by. We'll come right back to you here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is socialism all it's cracked up to be? It's Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, take control here of this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can throw Bitcoin into our tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. If you have Bitcoin, that is. What's that? You haven't taken the time to go and get Bitcoin yet? Haven't you heard about the new decentralized currency that is taking the world by storm? It's worth $450 some per Bitcoin last I looked.
That's the largest amount per single unit of currency of any currency in the world.
Yeah, now you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. In fact, over at cashintocoins.com, you can buy, if you buy less than $40 worth, there's no transfer fee. If you buy over $40 worth, it's a very small fee. And you can even donate some of the fee to charity at cashintocoins.com. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, inexpensive. And customer service is their top priority. You're going to need a Bitcoin wallet in which to put your Bitcoins. You can get one of those for free at blockchain.info. Once you've got the wallet, go to cashintocoins.com and get your Bitcoins. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer. And as soon as you have Bitcoins, then there's a world of opportunities that opens to you as far as things you can buy.
I love the fact that you can, if you travel, you don't need to change your Bitcoins out for, you know, I don't have to change my U.S. Bitcoins for Mexican Bitcoins.
There are no countries with Bitcoin.
There aren't any. It's an international currency. It's the obvious evolution of currency. Currency is a relatively old technology, and we haven't seen too many advances in the technology of currency.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Bitcoin is indicative of the changes, if it isn't in fact the changes.
So go to cashintocoins.com to get yourself some Bitcoins ASAP. All right, we go back to Joe. He's in Madison listening to WXXM, which is the Mike 92.1 progressive talker in Madison. And Joe, you had just gotten on to a pretty big question. You would have brought up socialism because you heard us sort of deriding it a little bit when we were referring to the Pledge of Allegiance writer as a national socialist, which, of course, is more of a fascist than anything else. But nonetheless, you did ask a question about socialism, and we had asked you to define socialism. Could you can you do that?
Yeah, well, I see it as the taking back of the immense wealth that's been accumulated by a tiny majority at the expense of the majority. And you use that to democratically in kind.
I'm sorry, you cut out for about 3 seconds there. To democratically what?
To democratically, like, serve humankind.
Well, serving humankind generally means serving the people who are in charge. And what's happened every time with socialist, government or political bodies that have called themselves, or political organizations or parties or whatever, that have called themselves socialist is that what they mean is that they know how the means of production and the wealth need to be distributed.
Well, and usually the distribution benefits the party members.
Right. Right, right. I agree, and I know where you're going with that, and I agree, to some extent. Except that it doesn't have to be done on such a. It's bringing back democracy to the workplace, and
well, why not use the word democracy?
Control.
I mean, instead of using the word socialism, which most people, the active definition of the term socialism is state ownership of the means of production, which means that the rich and powerful, because at this point in the history of the world, there have never been the powerful without being the rich, that the rich and powerful will own stuff.
That's a term that those that identify themselves as socialists would not use. And
what, democracy?
No.
The
state ownership and control of industry, which is really, it's like you said, that's fascism.
Fascism is government, heavily regulating the corporations, essentially owning the government, and the government controlling the corporations. I mean, there will be industry in your socialist paradise, right?
Sure, but essentially,
who's gonna run it?
The people.
But would you want the people to do brain surgery on you?
Wait.
Do you want everybody to have a democratic vote?
the doctors that do the brain surgery, they can run the hospital, right? Why do you need an executive to make all the decisions about the way that the doctors and the nurses and the cleaning staff
I'd like to say
work?
I'm all in favor of cutting out hierarchy. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. I think that layers of middle management, there's a lot of problems with that particular organizational structure. I'm not interested in that for my business personally, but at the same time, I'm also not interested in having somebody else tell me what to do, right? So I have this radio show. It's called Free Talk Live, and I've got 140 radio stations, and while I will appreciate the input of all of the program directors of those radio stations, if one of those program directors calls me up and says they like what we said on Saturday night, that's great. If they didn't like it, well, okay, sorry. I'm only willing to do so much to make one of those people happy. I wouldn't want those program directors to be able to control the content of this show. I wouldn't want them to be able to tell me that I had to fire Mark or hire somebody else or do anything like that. I want to have the autonomy to make decisions for my business, and I also don't want middle management. I don't want layers of hierarchy. Could I do that under your socialism?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Can I keep my wealth and not give it to you in your form of socialism?
I've been struggling with that question myself. I am not a scholar on the topic by any means. And I honestly, there's different forms. You have your, what's the word I'm looking for? Euphoric utopian socialism where there is no money, right? But
yep. That is not going to work.
That's not happening right now, right?
So it's never going to happen. Socialism is. A lot of times socialism is fetishistic, rich people hating.
Yeah. Look, we're short on time on this topic, Joe. I would love to discuss this further with you, but there's a load of people who have comments and they want to get on the air. So I want to say thank you for calling tonight, bringing this up. And call us any night of the week to continue
7 to
this.
10, we're on 7 nights a week, Eastern time.
Right, even though you don't hear us every night of the week in Madison on the mic, 92.1, because they only carry our Saturday show, you can still call us Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, any night you want to continue this discussion.
It's a long topic.
It is a very involved topic.
I'll leave you with this thought that controlling the workplace and laborers having control over the fruits of their labor is essentially the base of my socialism.
Worker-owned businesses are a fine idea, but I just don't think they should be forced on existing businesses. And I thank you for the call tonight, Joe, because the problem with socialism, in my observation, just as the problem with fascism, is the problems are the power that other human beings have over people. And people shouldn't have that level of power. What people should be able to do is organize on their own with the absence of the state to come together for whatever purpose they want. So if the employees of a company say, hey, we want a stake in this, and they come and they tell the owner that they want a stake, and the owner says, well, screw you. They can say, all right, we're taking our employee business
taking
elsewhere.
Our labor and going.
In Florida, there's a great grocery store that is employee-owned. It's Publix. They do a great job. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition, where we take your calls about anything that you want to discuss. The we including includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got a website as well. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there, including a bunch of archives that go back for years, all free at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in just, I don't know, what, 6 weeks? Something like that? It's pretty close. Happening June 22nd through the 29th. I was actually on CJAD Radio in Montreal today talking about the Free State Project with one of their Saturday morning hosts. And it's a 50,000-watt AM station on AM 600 in Montreal. It's a monster talk radio station. I was talking about the Free State Project, and I got a chance to plug the Porcupine Freedom Festival at the end. If you can make it to New Hampshire June 22nd through the 29th, even if it's just for a few of those days, you really need to come up to Lancaster, New Hampshire, to the beautiful Rogers Campground and the White Mountains. It's such splendid scenery and amazing people to be around. Over 1,500 people were there last year. You can expect similar numbers this year, maybe even more. It's always a lot of fun to hang out in the woods and, you know, do different activities. If you're if you're a family, there's family stuff going on. There's parties. There's all kinds of fun. Of course, then just, you know, hanging around campfires and things like that. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. You know about the Free State Project yet? It's the idea of bringing liberty-loving people all to the same geographic area. people who understand what socialism is and why it's a bad idea. You know, bringing those people and why fascism is a bad idea, too, and why government and the state in general are dangers, threats to freedom. If you get freedom, you get liberty, this is the place for you, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's an amazing experience. You're going to love it. And we're going to be there, by the way, broadcasting live. So you'll get to experience Free Talk Live as well as some other great liberty-oriented shows in person at Porkfest, PORCFEST.com.
I think there'll probably be some people there that call themselves libertarian socialists.
There may very well be. As a matter of fact, they're the... well, anyway, let's go on to your phone calls, your thoughts. We go first to, I believe we got Michael in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Michael.
Oh, hello there. Yeah, when I did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, I was just, of course, a kid then. The way we did it back in them days, though, was we put our hands over our hearts, you know, that no salute of the hands over the hearts. But the way we had it explained by our pastor, though, the church, was it's not really pledging allegiance to the flag because that violates two commandments about idol worship and all, you know, in the Bible. It's the what the pledge stands for and what it says in it, that's what we were doing, you know, like loyalty and everything to the country, because almost all the adults back in them days were all World War II veterans or World War I, the mixture in there. The main employer was a GM plant, because this is Detroit, because that's my hometown, like that. But that's the way I understood it back then, just growing up, was hand over the heart, and then, like I say, no idol worship stuff, flag thing, just the other thing. That's the way I grew up. Like,
well, just because someone tells you it's not idol worship doesn't mean it's not idol worship.
I don't know whether it is or not, but I mean, some pastors come to different conclusions.
Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. It sounds to me like a prayer to an inanimate object. I mean, you're reciting verse towards this thing. I mean, if it were a golden statue of a cow, would that make it more obvious that it was idol worship?
I think that, to me, it's a loyalty oath, and I wonder why. I mean, a good... So we have the greatest country in the world, right?
So we're told over and over again, it must be true.
Why do you need a loyalty oath for the greatest country in the world?
You know, that's a good question. Here's another.
I don't have to reinstate my marriage vows to my wife every morning in order for them to be true.
Well, here's another question about the oath part of this. You're pledging allegiance, and as we've discussed many times, the word citizen is somebody who has a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, meaning that you pledge your allegiance, and the government is supposed to protect you in return for that. But yeah, we know from the Supreme Court cases, multiple Supreme Court cases, the government has made it clear they don't have any obligation to protect you. So where's their pledge back? I mean, you're pledging your allegiance to them. Shouldn't they be pledging their protection to you? The fact that they don't should make it obvious what's going on here. It's a one-sided deal. You give them your allegiance, you do everything they tell you, you pay everything they tell you to pay, and then they screw you whenever they damn well feel like it. Let's keep going here. We've got Victor in Tennessee listening to WHUB, The Hub. Hey, Victor.
Hey, how you guys doing? How's that weather treating you up there in the Free State
it's
Project?
Beautiful right now. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Awesome. All right, well, I can say that I have never once, ever, pledged allegiance. I'm 50 years old.
Wow.
I never once pledged allegiance to a flag or anything.
How did you avoid that?
Well, I grew up in Montana up on the High Line up in Cut Bank, and my mother was a Jehovah's Witness, you know.
That'll do it.
So,
yep.
You know, as a small child, I was just taught why it was, just wrong to, voluntarily become a slave, you know, to a nation state. So, and, you know, just through it, so I just never did it. But, you know, always ridiculed growing up because they did pledge allegiance. I mean, you always had a homeroom, right up through the 10th grade. You know, when I dropped out, there were, you know, you had your homeroom and they would pledge allegiance.
And did you get any pushback from not participating?
Oh, yeah, yeah, constantly.
What kind of pushback? What happened?
Bullying, constantly in fights, just because it, but You know, I was taught by my parents that you need to stand up for, you know, your rights. And really,
or in this case, sit down.
Constitutional stuff. But anyway, so that's very interesting. But the other thing that I wanted to say is that, you know, nowadays, you know, people don't do the Pledge of Allegiance. They don't have to anymore. They've already been conditioned. They've had generations before them that are conditioned. And, you know, now it's just like, well, you know, you just have this automatic allegiance to symbols and flags. And but most people now, they wouldn't know the Pledge of Allegiance if it crawled up there, you know what?
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. It's as prevalent.
Football teams, they know about baseball teams.
It's still very prevalent, Victor. I mean, the Pledge of Allegiance, and I agree with you that certainly people are distracted by the bread and circuses, as you're referring to the sports teams. But the Pledge of Allegiance is still very prevalent. It's still in all the government schools, from what I can tell, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Some comments here from our Facebook page. I want to sneak these in. I had asked the question earlier about an hour ago, do you have any personal experiences with refusing to say the pledge? Share your story here. Jackie Feast says, I had people throw ice and popcorn at me at a WWE event when I wouldn't stand for the national anthem. Bob Robertson says, my daughter in kindergarten, or is in kindergarten and into first grade, she would just stand there and say, la, 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 la. She got caught. The teacher stopped the entire class and made her say it by herself loud enough to be heard and was checked after that to be sure.
Now we're talking about a 6-year-old here, so it's difficult to, and I have a 6-year-old, and it's difficult to say, well, what a 6-year-old shouldn't do. But I mean, you can't tell me this isn't indoctrination, right? Okay.
Sure.
Now, Sally, you're going to have to say it on your own. You were interrupting everybody and you're going to have to say it on your own. But I, who among us has not change the words or slipped up while saying the pledge or, you know, just said something, done something different. I used to kind of switch the words around when I was doing it just to, I don't know what.
I used to pledge to the USSR. I didn't know what the USSR was. It was just something on a map, and I just didn't like the idea of pledging to the United States.
Boy, that you saying that makes my skin crawl.
855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. And you know what, Mark, I never liked school spirit either. I never liked that.
You're just a natural, anti-authoritarian.
I swear to you, man, I don't know where I picked it up or when or how, but
I think it's because your parents didn't spank you.
As long back as I can remember. More on the way here in moments. You can share your thoughts on the pledge or whatever's on your mind on Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the show. Take control of these airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Something you can do if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live. And you don't even have to get up. If you're sitting in front of a computer, you don't even have to get up. You can just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And let's say you've been thinking about buying something. There's maybe a product you've been researching and you've been considering it, but you haven't made haven't pulled the trigger yet. Well, if you were planning on buying from Amazon, you can get your product that you've been looking to buy at the same great Amazon price, the same free Super Saver shipping, or whatever shipping deal you're going to get. The same great reviews, the same everything. It's just you can enter through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com, and there's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You enter through our affiliate link, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Makes a big difference for us when you do this, and you're getting the same deals you're used to. It's just that Amazon is sending us a little bit of their profit, so they thank us for sending them the business. So please, take a moment when you're ready to shop online, and start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com as we go here, continuing with your calls and thoughts. Vince is listening in Livingston, Montana. It says here you're listening to KPRK, but I would think you're listening to KMMS, which is its sister station. Are you there in the Bozeman? It's Bozeman, right? Bozeman area?
Vince? I'm in the Livingston area, but
okay.
They're basically, they simulcast.
Oh, they do. Okay. You're right about that. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think you guys have stumbled onto a really important topic that's going to fuel a lot of good discussion, hopefully among the kids. I haven't said the pledge since back in the early 70s when I was a Marine in Vietnam. I became aware that it was a pledge of fealty and not a pledge of allegiance. And as I grew more aware later on, it was a pledge to a flag, and I learned about the gold fringe on the flag, and I was pledging to a corporation. I mean, my awareness has just grown over the years. So I've avoided it, and I'd like to give people some strategies if you want to avoid it. Number one, sure. If you go to a place where the pledge is going to be said, take your hat off long before you go in so you don't have to be caught in the uncomfortable position of having to take your flag off or take
yeah.
your hat off for the flag.
That's a good one.
If it's there's always a restroom around. You know, you can always excuse yourself if you're going to make the people around you uncomfortable by not saying it, by not putting your hand over your heart, by not giving it standing, by rising. Just leave and go to the restroom and come back, you know, when it's over. I don't even sing the national anthem, not because of what it says, but because it's a horrible song and it ruined a good, perfectly good drinking song.
In fact, this is true. The national anthem, for folks that don't know, is taken from a British drinking song. I agree. I think the America the Beautiful is a better song.
Those are good tactics, by the way. Go ahead.
Well, if I'm real comfortable around a bunch of friends that know me, I'll start singing to Anacreon in heaven when they strike up the national anthem, and that always gets a good laugh, you know. I know the lyrics, and I like the song. I like the original drinking song, especially after a lot of drinks. It's a good song, but I think the national anthem celebrates a defeat at the hands of the British when we were reconquered after the days of Confederation and the first days of the Constitution. This song celebrates the burning of the White House and the Capitol and then the destruction of the original documents. I don't see anything to celebrate there.
Well, you know, while I understand why somebody would want to avoid, like you're in your case, you don't want to do the pledge, but you also don't want to be seen not doing the pledge because of how people might feel about it. We had one lady say she had things thrown at her at a WWE event for not standing for the national anthem. So I can understand why somebody would want to avoid that. But it ultimately, I think, asks the question, well, if people become disenchanted with the pledge and decide they don't want to say it, and they don't respect the idea, and they understand that it's indoctrination and worship, to worship the state, etc. At what point do people stop standing in public? Because if everybody's too afraid to stop standing in public, then everybody will keep going along with this until further notice. And so I will go ahead and continue to stay seated for all pledges and things like that.
It's really uncomfortable, I've got to say. I don't rise for judges. I don't stand for the pledge. I don't play these government games.
That's because you're aware of what standing means. I mean, when you stand, you're giving someone standing. You're giving them authority. You're giving them recognition.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I agree with that necessarily. I think that sometimes you have to stand under duress. I mean, if you're in a court, the judge will throw you in a cage if you don't stand up. It's not that you want to give him any authority.
He refuses to give you. You're giving him standing at the time.
Have you ever actually tried any of these legal theories in court?
Yes, I actually have.
Really?
Seen it done. The Ernie Kertelgut case up here in Bozeman, Montana. You can look it up online.
Was that the guy with the big old beard?
Is this a fishing guy or the hunting license or whatever?
Betcha. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and he refuses to give standing in court. And, yes, he got tossed in jail for 30 days. You should have him on your show sometime.
Whether I agree or not with his theories, the man is brave. I mean, just brave.
Well, right. So, tell me more then. He got thrown in jail for not standing for a judge. Was that a contempt of court charge, I take it?
Well, basically, he got thrown in jail for fishing without a license, but he was fishing under the terms of the 1855 Hellgate Treaty, which says that the Indians are allowed to fish in all this territory in common with the citizens of the territory. In other words, the treaty gave rights to both the Indians and the citizens to fish.
I don't doubt that he had, that he had good standing from his arguments as far as why he was doing what he is doing, and I certainly support his right to fish and feed himself and his family or whoever he damn well wants to feed. All that aside, I'm just curious about the in-court stuff. So he went to jail because he was found guilty on the charge, not because he refused to stand for a judge?
No, he went to jail on a contempt charge 30 days because he refused to remove his tricorder hat and he refused to stand for the judge.
Right, and so the next time he came into the court, they had probably taken his tricorner hat, so he did not, at that point, have the ability to not remove it, correct?
Well, after 30 days in jail, he didn't wear his hat in. Yes, they had basically taken his hat beforehand because he came out of jail, and it was probably a video conference type of thing.
I salute that level of courage.
And now they've the judge has recused himself, and there's no trial scheduled, and they realize that they've opened a can of worms now.
I love it. I wish we had more people trying that stuff in court, because my experience of trying various legal theories is absolute abject failure. But, you know, some of it's very interesting. The problem with a lot of these folks is they don't ever record it, so you never get to see any evidence of what they actually said in
court. There's good video of this.
And what actually transpired in court. Yeah, we did talk about
this
case.
We took a lot of video of Ernie in court.
That's great.
It's all right there on YouTube. T-E-R-T-E-L-G-T-E.
I think it's really brave, and I want to encourage people to be courageous, but at the same time, I don't blame somebody who's threatened by a man in a robe with violence for going ahead and standing for that man in the robe. Do you see where I'm coming from? Like, that's why a lot of people stand.
I perfectly understand. Yeah, I understand.
It's because they're under duress, and, you know, Ernie went to jail. I mean, he proved the point. If you don't do what the man in the robe says, he has men with guns who will force you out of your chair. I mean, I've seen people here in Keene, by the way. We've got a lot of people who've
got 90 days for this stuff.
Right, I got multiple contempt charges. We've got people here in Keene who have refused to stand for judges, and they'll just force them into a wheelchair and push them around. I mean, they'll do whatever they want. They'll get enough men on you, and they can manipulate you in whatever way they want to, and they will make their point because they're a violent group of people. Vince, I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. But I support the idea of not standing for a judge when you're a defendant. I don't stand for judges when I'm in the audience. That is pretty easy to do. But they tend to take more of an issue with it when you are the defendant. When you're up there in front of them, you have their full attention, and they will, like, you know, in a lot of cases, they will demand that you stand for them.
Well, in that circumstance, it's important to them to, I mean, you're there in the front of the room, you know,
all eyes are on
they want you to look like you have, you're participating in this whole process.
Playing their game.
And that's all the gentleman's saying is when he says you give them standing is, yeah, by standing, you do in fact give them standing.
But it's not voluntary, at least not on my part. It's under duress, in which case that shouldn't give them standing. But the point is,
nobody believes it's voluntary.
My point is, if you don't stand, they're going to stand on you anyway. You know, if you don't stand for the man in the robe, they will force their way on you, and it doesn't matter if you consent or not. The idea of this, you give them standing, suggests that by standing, you're telling them you consent to whatever they do to you.
It suggests that if you don't stand, that you don't give them standing, and
but they'll do it anyway.
But in fact, they have whatever standing. The standing that matters to them is in their own mind.
It's true. Welcome back here. Coming up in hour number three, we've got loaded phones. So be patient. If you're on the line, we're going to get to you here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.